Chapter 14. Closing Ranks. Magna Macrag Civitas, Ash Quarter. Darkness filled the sword hall, abject but for tiny islands of quietly crackling firelight. Grey ash gathered at the foot of braziers, both mere flakes of wood and a burnt offering. Even the air was black, thronged with soot and the sharp reek of cinder. Heat thickened the atmosphere, haze vibrated the shadows, and a stifling pall lay over the gathering. There were 66 of them, huddled together in the gloom. Shoulders hunched, hulking in their deep green plate, their eyes burned with ember-like brightness. Skin blacker than sackcloth, enduring as onyx, they looked diabolic, and the citizens of the Civitas had wisely stayed away. Formerly part of a district, the Sword Hall and some of its surroundings now belonged to those born of fire. They had claimed it, the 66, not through violence or direct intimidation, merely by occupancy and the strange nature of their customs. Some amongst the natives of Macrag now called it the Ash Quarter. Rekor Zathen took a long pull of his raga pipe, exhaling clinker-redolent smoke as he asked, "Do we even have a ship?" "The Charybdis awaits in dock." Zathen's hard eyes found Gargo amongst the other salamanders. He scowled, unintentionally emphasizing the facial scar that ran diagonally across his face. Zathen was a pyroclast, one of the few. He was volatile before the massacre. Now he always bordered on eruption, or so Varkir had often remarked. "That piece of sked! It's a wonder it made it back from Istvan V. How's it going to get us through the ruin storm?" Egan Gargo had a fine salting of alabaster white hair. His thin beard ran in a stripe down his chin. Short, he was nonetheless strong with the heavy shoulders of a black smiter. Folding his arms, he looked even more compact and formidable. "Ship sound," he said, "and has a strong master. Odysseus says it'll endure. I believe him." Zathen snorted, unimpressed. "You spend overlong with the humans." "They're our kin, Zathen," warned Varkir, mildly remonstrating the veteran. "And we must trust them, or trust no one." His black armor blended almost seamlessly with his flesh, so that he was nearly invisible but for the burning coals of his fire-red sclera and the white crest of hair that bifurcated his skull. He looked tired after his recent encounter with the unburdened Zenut Sul.
"Have you seen it in the flame, chaplain?"
asked Gargo, eager to hear of any premonition. Even in the esoteric Promethean cult, such practices were rarely conducted anymore. Few thought it in keeping with the secular galaxy the Imperium had attempted to establish. Of late, however, superstition and the old ways were staging a revival.
"No," Varkir admitted, and his expression darkened, "but there is much I have missed recently."
This time his frustration at the escape of Barthuza Narek played heavily across his features. There was a notable omission at the table, an empty seat. None gathered in the Sword Hall would look upon it, though the one alongside this vacancy now stood. Zitos braced his gauntleted hands against the heavy, lacquered wood, and the table groaned against his weight, despite its ostensible sturdiness.
"Listen," said Zitos, a sergeant by rank, but much more than that to the gathered survivors who had washed up at Ultramar. "Varkir is right. Our allies here are few, we know that now. Vulcan gone, the traitor fled, there is little to keep us on Macrag."
The firelight flickered against his tough, ebon features, emphasizing his youth and the baldness of his scalp.
"We are the pyre, and we must endure for Vulcan."
These words prompted a murmured echo from the others. Notably, Zathen abstained, his red eyes burning into Zitos as he listened.
I believe Igan Garko when he says the Charybdis is ready, and I have met Kolo Adisyan and found him honest and brave. We could not want for a finer shipmaster. Farkor Zon agrees with me also. Here Zetos glanced to the tech marine, who nodded and briefly set the gyros in his mechanized neck whirring. A decision, then, lies before us, Zetos said, casting his gaze around the entire shadowed assembly. We can stay and become a part of Gilliman's new crusade. A political appointment, and no more than that, Zathen snorted, but found most in agreement. I have no wish for what few salamanders remain to be part of some symbolic propaganda for Makrag.
Nor I, said Abidemi.
Or I, echoed Dakar.
Other voices joined them. Only Varkir and Zon kept quiet. Zetos nodded at the sudden groundswell, satisfied, determined.
Then we leave and join up with whoever still fights for the throne beyond Ultramar's borders. A third choice exists, said Varkir, as the tumult of vengeful voices faded.
All eyes fell upon him, fiery in the shadows.
Nocturne, he uttered simply.
Zathen frowned, his eagerness for retribution against the traitors edged towards belligerence even amongst brothers.
Nocturne? Through the storm? A journey that perilous? I want to die in battle, not aboard a battered warhorse vessel straining to reach home.
For Vulcan, Varkir replied, and the mood fell back to somber reflection.
Vulcan is gone, said Zathen, as grief-stricken as the rest, but choosing to deal with it through anger and recrimination. Ash and smoke, you said so yourself, chaplain.
Numion believes, said Zetos, attracting Zathen's ire.
All I know of Artelos Numion is he was once a great warrior.
Gargo interrupted, speaking through clenched teeth.
He still is, brother.
He grimaced and suddenly clenched his shoulder.
Still hurts, eh?
Said Zathen, unable to fetter his natural belligerence.
We all lost something on Istvan, though, didn't we?
There were nods at that. Gargo averted his gaze from the pyroclast and took the pain.
Numion is also our leader in the absence of any other, said Varkir, turning back to the matter at hand.
He gave a quick glance to the slightly crestfallen Zetos.
A leader who does not want to lead,
Zathen replied. Swinging his arms wide, he gestured expansively to the others.
And where is he? Our strength gathers, trying to determine our best fate, and he is not to be found. Only an empty seat to remind us of his absence.
Igen Garko retreated from the argument. A murmur of dissenting voices ebbed until all were silent. Even Zetos had no answer. Though there was honor in leading his brothers, and part of him would miss that, he had rejoiced when Numion had come back to them to take up the fallen mantle of Legion Master. Varkir had will enough to challenge the scarred veteran.
He grieves, Zathen. That's where he is, mourning the dead.